Kasamechas, I think it was Sipping. So basically, this is the donut Shaila. So there's Machlokes Shainim in Tesis and Brachas that if you have something which starts off with a Blessi Ava, starts off with a thick Blila, then normally in order to make something to bread, you have to go ahead and bake it. So the Shaila is, if you don't bake it, if afterwards you go ahead, you cook it, and tagging it. So the Shaila is that. In Hilchas Challah, the Rishonim hold that once the beginning of the Issa is thick, it's Chas Issa, even at the end it's Seifas of Kainim. So the Rishonim hold that the Chiyuv Challah is Challah in the original, since originally he made it a thick Issa, therefore already has it in Chiyuv Challah. Seifas is Machlokes Rishonim. Do you say the Chiyuv Mikras Hamoizen is Tali in Challah, just like there's a Chiyuv Challah, so there's a Chiyuv Mikras Hamoizen? Or you say no, that Mikras Hamoizen goes after the Shasafia. And Mashen, can we dealing with the Chiyuv Challah? The Challah is telling the Lisha, right? The Chiyuv Challah is when we do the Lush. Mashen, again, the Amoitzim, Birkas Hamoizen is telling in the Afia. So being that there was no Afia, then you're not going to make a bracha. Sifat Mechava starts off, brings down that even if Blessi Ava, if you cooked it, you're tagging it, you'll make a Amoitzi, even if it has a Tursanama. Even if he holds Chayav and Challah, which Challah grad is a machlikas, also about that. You go bust the Shasafia. Some are chalik and say that even if it's Chasafia, you go, if you make a matzi, a matzi. What's Pesach Ramon? Nogel Hakel. Iker Din is Lakel. Nervas, Yerushimayim should only eat it if you pat it with other bread. Sefer Megillah donuts, some shtatsu, that donuts is a typical example. Donuts is a very thick Issa. Afterwards, you go ahead and you fry it. You don't go ahead and do afia. Fried is deep fried. It has dinner bishel. So therefore, it should come out that the Iker Din is Nagel Hakol. No, but Yashmaim is Mach only eat a Teches Suda. Now, eating a Teches Suda won't help you so much. If you're dealing with a donut, because Be'etzem, it's not so pashut. When you have something with Teches Suda, only something which is like Machav Sasuda or Chilek Asuda gets patterned. Over here, it's not so pashut that it's any Sheiches Sasuda, that Be'etzem even that work. And as a result, is a Maitzi or it's Mazainus. It's not that it's Mazainus, it could be Bechalal, it has no Sheiches Talachem, it has no Sheiches Pasuk Bekissen, it's nothing, right? Now, this is a Mazainus, which is not Machav Sasuda. I don't know, at least, like, come on, in the case of the Shulchan Aruch is talking about whatever we're talking about. But in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, not so posh that even Teich HaSuda is going to help you, because not something which is Bechlam Machmas HaSuda, it's not so posh that it's going to help you. But the Maisa, Ben Gera, doing it's Bechlam, it's not so much of a Shaila. Why? Because the Mishur brings in a Taz. The Taz says that this is all talking about when you have a regular, like, Chala type of dough. Hashem, if you're making a situation where it's a passive kissing, the says, if it's very oily in the Issa, or it's very sweet, so then it's vade not a maitzi, it's a vade pasavah kissen, and then it's vade gimme mazainis.
And what, the pasavah kissen, the tzad pasavah kissen, it's not the way they make the dough, that's
no.
Very sweet?
No, so like this. So if you're in America, the American donuts are sweet. So it's pasavah kissen, it's not that. Eretz Yisrael, very oily, right? The Mekayim, who's a Ben Avraham Ravid, says that the reason we have donuts on Hanukkah is became the Zichra Nes of the oil, the Shemen, yeah, see, they do Mahaj Menhaj and they put that oil on it, right? So, Akapanim, so, Mamela, what were you saying?
Why nowadays it's not as much of a...
No, so nowadays the donuts are either very oily or very sweet. So, therefore, it's going to be a suffix either... So, now what are the two shittas? Either it's going to be Pasuba Kisnan or Vade Nadam Moitzi. But it's no sad that it's going to be a Moitzi. Is if you're dealing with a dough, the Kishon Aruch is doing a regular challah dough, you baked it. You cooked it. You fried it. You never went ahead and you never baked it. So challah is lechem challah nafir or lechem challah is an isa. Mashenkin over here, that's the Kishon Aruch. Over here, there's another separate, what's a psak? Yerushimayim is machmer. Over here, whole separate aspect. The Nekus Tov is a Zvadi Basa Baba Kisnan, because either oil or sweet, and therefore, B'chal, there's no problem having a dam of donuts, Zvadi Mzoinis, and Ala Mecha. Now, if you have Dalet Beitzim, so what's going to be the Lacha then? So here, even here, Kulchari Kisabi Bekel, Some of the average donuts probably dollar beats some of the nice, you know, nice big thick ones.
Even what, then, one donut?
Very possible. Nice big American one was that's close to it. I'm saying they're pretty heavy. Even that you can make, because what are two stardom comes out? It's a suffix, it's a passive kissin, or vadi not passive kissin. But the two stardom is, as he says, chalasham lechem shas, the isa, therefore it's passive kissin, or chalas no sheiches, because never baked it. Therefore it's vadi no sheiches tam oitzi. So if you're having dala beitzim, you're taking a lot of chumras, right? Dala beitzim is a chumra. Could be it's out over here, the ikur din over here is not. That it's lakulo over here, that's not a mitzi. So, kapshuta, you know, you definitely can be makel, as long as you don't have a shir sviya suda, then you're able to, you know, kapshuta, you're able to be makel. Now, kap etzem chi of chala, if you have something with chlasi isa, service of goinem, benegay donuts, so, there are a couple different shitas. Do you say it's basa? I just mentioned before, like the shita was a yachale go basa the isa. There is a shita which holds the only time you go basa the isa, that's only via das to originally bake it, and then you nimlach and you fried it. Imagine if you whole time and never das to bake it, there is a shita which holds that you do not have to be mafashal. How do you paskin? The mechaber in the chaskal is mekel. The shach says yerushmaim shvimachmer and yishvimafashal. What's the minhag? Every single hechsher in the world besides Yud Zayin, just getting back to a little bit of Passover Kissin, Mechayev Zayin, you have this Pashtita, which is not for B'taner. If you have something with Basa V'dagim, this Pashtita, you go ahead and you make a Moitzi. And because of Mazen. So the Shah is, what's the Yisrael Dabar? What are we talking about over here? So why over here is a Moitzi? Why isn't Passover Kissin? So Mishmur goes to the Yisrael, and Mechayev Zayin, Mechayev Zayin, Mechayev Zayin, Mechayev Zayin, Mechayev Zayin, if you have a Zat type of food, which the filling is a filling, which is a meal type of food, you have basar inside of it, dogim gvina, therefore it's not passover kissin, therefore it's going to be a mitzi. If you hear the merdeki side of it, whenever you have a passover kissin, if it's mamula, we say you make a mazainis, but if the inside is something like meat, something like fish, cheese, then the lach is you're going to make a mitzi. As machleik is magdavram and taz, the taz says some adafka kevei on it, and magdavram says no, being that's a meal type of food, so then the halacha is that you go ahead and make a mitzi, and the bar halacha goes more to sad that you make a mitzi. He says that anything which is like made for a suda type of thing can be a mitzi. Therefore, again, the bracha on pizza. The reason why it would not be a mitzi is asma mala, being that it's a meal.
There's another tzad?
No. Mm-hmm. It's not mula. Sometimes maybe the dough could be sweet. Now the question is, did the Mechaber talk about when the dough is sweet? When the Mechaber is going to mula, mila, which mila was a mila type of thing, that's what we're talking about. When Mashiach came, when it's sweet, you know, it can't dine with it. So kids are in a regular pizza. So kipshuta, it's sefiyat zayin, and it's going to be hamoitzi, according to the Taz Mishnah. Now, there would be marking the Mechaber not to wash on something else, because according to the Taz, so like Taz Magaram, I don't understand this. The Taz learns stuff, it. My grandma was no, even a mashu is going to be a mitzi. Mashu goes more like the mug in a pump. There would be, it definitely is a mokim to go ahead and be machmir to, definitely is a mokim to go ahead and be machmir to wash in something else. But if not, you should wash even a mitzi, even a mashu. Now, it's about to mention how much the fancy, says there will be one pizza, two slices of pizza. So, Kimdum, I'm pretty sure Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz said that yes, we've ruined fancy. And Ramosh held the psak like the Taz. The stuff he could be on it. If I remember correctly, I meant to bump into him to ask him. I think he asked him, and it's a stop shop. But definitely in Mr. Brewer's world, it's something which is. There's another side is that Ramosh looked at it like this is not a. Pizza's not a meal. Like, wow. Like, no one from Europe, like, look at, like. You know, wow, and you're from Europe?
Yeah.
Like, a pizza, like, right?
Been in America for
too long. Too long. We've had some like.
Yeah.
It's not a meal, like right, it's a snack. Like, what's that? How do you eat it anyhow? Like, yeah. Right. Okay, same thing also with berekas.
So the whole shemua that there was a change in psak from 3 to 2 to 1 would be else what? Laniach that there was a change from, let's say, 3 to 1. That would be to be chayshish that now it's a meal food. And bechlal.
No, so even the. And this lamdas, even a mashu needs it. Amashu.
No, meaning the Rav
said. It's a pasuk kinnisim which made for Kesuda. In the world of Mishnah Berurah, Amashu, a pizza, and he's a mitzvah.
Because he's chayish for the Magen Avraham. He goes like the Magen Avraham.
Yeah.
But in Ramesha, that's going like the Tas. So Mamela, he's holding.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's the numbers of the Dala Beitzim. Maybe it's the numbers. I don't know. I'm saying it's hard to know. Hard to know. B'diyuk. Come on, let's move on to Kuv Samach Tas. I mean, like Samach Tas in terms of giving. You know, like a food. Oichel, the less we know, a person to make a bracha. Who didn't need to make it into a sedayim? So this is very negaya couple situations. Negaya stamza. You have somebody killing anybody else, not from, can't give it to drink. Or some rabbis saying you cannot give somebody to eat, or you cannot give somebody to wash their hands. Somebody lets you know they're going to wash. What's pshat? Shalof neighbor. They're giving to eat, and then I can make a bracha. And therefore, it's going to be a problem. So, just first, Minigaya, Shamazaman, Ramesha, and they all have similar schweis. They say, let's get somebody at your house. And if you don't give them food, they're going to look at it like, B'nai Torah are not Seder, and I'll cause them to be Sine B'nai Torah. So, they both say, Nosek, the whole Shiloh over here is Lefin Ivritik Shiloh. If the by you not giving it causing to be a sinner, so what's worse? Lassisin is the right sinner, making bracha is the rabbanon. So Aval, it's not called Maisa Lefneiv, and if they both say, V'chei Gavna, we're going to cause more sinner than an Echinami, you'd be muted to give. But Aval, to offer when it's not necessary, or to give when it's not necessary, about the Chas V'Shalom, this is the thing. We're talking about a situation that you have an uncle who's not from. So like, if you like, don't invite any sofas, you don't invite to your house, so it's going to cause a certain sana and period. So therefore, I'm going to be mutter. But about it to offer when it's not necessary, about the b'chaygam is going to be aser. Now, in the case you have to do it, so there isn't a plan, like they say, the chazanish, like make you moisi, you only moisi them in the bracha. I give it to him, can you moisi in the bracha?
What's
the bracha? I'll be in the bracha. Oh, no, I'll eat. I'll make a shakal, and that's one plan. If you ask him to make a bracha as a suffix, that also works. Yeah, so Ramah brings down Yish Mekim, listen, Batara Staka, if you give Batara Staka. Why? Because if it's just like Shash, you won't make a bracha. So, we're not going to be Mutsi, Mr. Staka, we're not going to be suffix whether he's make a bracha. Which this, I guess did a shayla, you're allowed to send food to soldiers, right? So, if they're value not going to make a bracha, we have a problem over here, right? You cannot do it. If it's a suffix, so then, if it's a suffix, then naked in is okay. Well, the Metzias is you just send it to a base, so Lachar is a Safi. You don't know they're going to. It might be to Nachachredi, it might be to Ezder. Yeah. And you want to say go Basar Raiv, saying Raiv is not from. Safi doesn't mean a Safi Kashafa, a Safi Kashako. But whatever. But then there's the Shkafa issue of it.
Right, that's, yeah, yeah.